Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
First up, Lost and Found has gone missing. It itself is lost, so please try not to lose anything until we find it.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis will be joining us in just a few minutes, and she'll tell you why. But joining me right now, she looks fabulous, and she is fabulous. Dawn McClain.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dawn. Oh. And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day. Whoa. Welcome to Eat Whatever You Want Day. Welcome to Hostess Cupcake Day. Welcome to International Receptionist Day. Welcome to Root Canal Appreciation Day. Welcome to National Third Shift Workers Day. Welcome to National Twilight Zone Day. Welcome to World Ego Awareness Day. Welcome to World FM Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Dawn McClain, how the hell is your tea?
My tea is great. I do have a question, though. Are they trying to tell us something by having World Ego Day and World FM Day on the same day?
Probably. Probably.
Check yourself.
Yeah, check yourself.
My tea is great. And how's your... Is this the new drink that you have?
Okay.
Are you going to wait to debut it later?
Well, you know, I will tell you that my standard, my usual coffee drink, the salted caramel cream cold brew with a little extra foam blended on four, one less shot of flavoring, is divine. It is delicious, and it is made exactly the way it should.
Oh, great.
I will also tell you very shortly how the new version of this drink is, and that is the chocolate cream cold brew, which yesterday I read that review to you guys from someone on Yahoo, food critic, that said it's the best drink that Starbucks has launched lately.
Now, did you try it yesterday and you didn't want to risk your morning routine, or did...
Nope. I got it in tandem with my drink today.
Okay.
I got my drink and I bought a small one. I bought a grande just to be able to try it. And I tried it moments ago. And that Yahoo reporter is very wrong. Very, 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 very wrong.
Oh, no.
But here's the problem. Okay. Y'all may like it, but it is the chocolate cream cold brew. So it's my drink, but chocolate instead of salted caramel.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Because the minute I tried the foam, luckily my friend Angela, one of the managers at the Starbucks, luckily she was there. I did a live tasting with her. Yeah. So we could talk about this. And there was no one behind me in the drive-thru, so we had time.
Okay.
Here's the problem. The chocolate powder that they use to flavor the foam is malted. It's a chocolate malted thing.
Oh, that sounds great for me, because yes. I love malt.
I do not.
Okay, it's like Ovaltine drink.
Yes, it tastes like a Whopper, like a Whopper ball.
Oh.
It tastes like a malted chocolate milk ball.
Yeah.
Do not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coffee itself, the little chocolate flavoring, whatever the flavoring is in the coffee, not a fan. So... it is a big fat no for me.
Okay.
It is I'll never order it again.
What about, did you bring one to Jeff? Did you?
No, Jeff.
You have to spend $37.
Yeah.
For order.
I love Jeff, but he gets his, I get him a dark roast. So he had, he had no intention of trying the drink.
He's not one of the salted caramel foam kind of people.
No, he's not those kind of people. He is just, he's like Alexis. Just give me a black coffee. That's all that he drinks.
You didn't like the coffee?
Oh, there she, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alexis Thompson.
Jason! I heard child labor wages or something like that day.
Child labor wages. Oh.
Child wages day or something.
We missed that one, but maybe that's who's making it. Children.
Was that one of the holidays today?
No, child. No.
Child something.
Give your entire day's wages to charity day. Not child labor law.
Child labor day. Decent wage.
No, give a day's wages. Give a day's wages to charity day.
Oh, man. Oh, whoopsies. Okay. Oh, so close. So close.
Yeah. Sum it up for her.
Yes.
She said she was walking up the stairs. She
now, Lex.
Why you didn't like it.
Lex, you might, because if memory serves me right, you like malt, right?
I do.
You like, okay.
Yeah, like a milkshake.
This bud might be for you. This is, I do not enjoy it. The foam, the cold foam, the chocolate cold foam is flavored with malt powder.
Yes, right? Okay. Like a malted milk ball. Yeah.
Like a malted milk ball, Lex.
So it's pretty extra creamy because I was reading, someone had said, gosh, that they liked it because it did taste like a melted, like a milkshake. Uh-huh. So, right?
Yeah, the foam does, yes. Yeah. And and then the chocolate flavoring in the coffee, it's just kind of gross. I do not enjoy it. It's a venti no for me.
he tried a grande live with Angela, his Starbucks.
Yeah, the manager, Miss Throwing the Pylons. Angela was there. I said, okay, let's try this. And she goes, I'm not going to say anything until you drink it. And then I took a drink of the foam and I go, oof. I go, what am I tasting? Like, what is this? And she said, it's
Whopper.
Malted. It's like a Whopper, Lex.
Gotcha. So you didn't end up having to buy it.
No, I did. Oh, yeah, I paid for it. Yeah,
oh, bought it.
I got the
so smart.
Yeah, because I was like,
she gave you a little taste tester, which is awesome.
I know. She was nice. She would have. But anyway, just joking, Angela.
Do you
love
that whenever she, you know, you were like, ew, I don't like it, and you drove away, do you think she's like, oh, this guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, pain in the ass. I'm sure that's what she said. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you just go back to your tried and true.
Lex, I didn't have to go, I got one of those too, girl.
That's
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't mess around because I knew I had a feeling. I had a feeling I wasn't going to like it. So I'm like, I'm not going to not have coffee because I need to try this stupid thing.
That would have pissed you off.
I don't want to be redundant, but was it too sweet? Is that the problem? Okay.
Yeah, it was. Well, that was one of the problems. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a lot of chalk. Well, and then she told me, and Phil Jones, you know, because his wife works here. Phil, you're going to have to help me out, all jokes aside. When I told Angela, manager friend, that critic that I read yesterday on our show said it was the best drink that Starbucks has launched in years. She shook her head and she goes, no. She goes, you want to talk about a drink that was successful. There is some, Phil, help me out, some brown sugar oat milk thing, Lex.
Ooh.
That Angela said has been so successful, it's actually like, it's hurt their, like, I sound like a Valley girl. It's hurt their oat milk supply. It's been so popular. And it's something with
brown sugar, oat milk, shaken espresso.
That's it!
All right.
Wow.
Okay, Dawn, we're just
trying. Try that.
Yeah.
What There's is it? Can you milk. Read? What is it, Dawn? Does it say what it is?
Yes, it says. It has a hint of cinnamon. An iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso is made with brown sugar, simple syrup, espresso, oat milk, and ice.
Okay, so I think that's what it is.
Copycat recipe online.
Not that you, I mean, you have to have a frother.
The
for
best
the farm.
Part of driving through Starbucks is that they make it.
Yeah,
that,
thank
I'm
you,
not
going
to do this at home.
Yes, no,
I'm not doing
no.
this.
Listen, if you're frugal and you want to have this every day for yourself because you love it that much, I will. Maybe we can put a link on our show page, Alexis.
Yeah.
I'll send this to you right
yes,
now.
Yes, please.
Well,
I will add that on.
Lex, I guess I have to try this because I just got a DM.
You've got mail.
Phil Jones says his wife, who has tried every Starbucks drink imaginable, Phil said this is Tasha's favorite drink.
Mm.
The brown sugar shaken espresso. Oat milk shaken espresso.
Wow.
Yeah, and the manager said it by far, as far as popularity and ordering, she said they can't, they make a million a day.
Wow.
Not really, but they make a lot. So I guess I got to try this now.
Me too.
Especially do you like
our,
oat milk?
Especially with our dairy issues, geez.
Oh, yeah, we do have dairy issues. We don't we, Lex? Don't we have?
Yes,
yeah, we do.
This sounds like a great alternative.
I know. Seriously.
Maybe I'll save it till tomorrow, but I have a just saying for milk. Alternative
no,
milks.
Do it. No, do it when we come back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's take a break. We love a good just saying.
Or
we'll be
Don
back with
care.
A Don McLean or, oh, it's a Don Don't Care slash just saying.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour one. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and you. We love an old-fashioned just saying. And we had one earlier this week, and now we have another one. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Just Saying.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Time for Just Saying.
You got something you want to say?
Oh, I do. And it is about my alternative milk that I can't find anymore.
Uh-oh.
When you look at the alternative milk section, you have everything under the sun. I mean, they're taking every nut and squeezing the juice out of it, and every oat, mm-hmm. everything, every combination. I don't like a sweet milk, okay? So mm-hmm. I definitely have to have unsweetened. What I drink, because it's 25 calories a cup, is Silk Creamy Cashew Milk, unsweet. Vanilla or just regular unsweet.
Okay.
Because it's 25 calories for an entire cup. Everything else you turn over the label and it's like 100 calories, 110 calories. Sometimes I want something that's milk-like and I don't want to spend all those calories on milk that has a bunch of sugar in it.
And aren't cashews surprisingly creamy?
Yeah, they really are. It doesn't take... it doesn't take...
they are. I was like, wow, this is really good.
It doesn't take...
it's their supple... It's the supple teats, Lex. It's the supple teats
like
of the almond.
It's
naturally ready to be squeezed because of the curved nature of the cast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Yes. You know, it's like teat like anyway.
It is.
Asking to be teated.
Yeah. Like, just squeeze me. Yeah.
Right. So it's not that it's I'll pay whatever, you know, but and please, you know, I love you guys, but don't say you can find it at Cub. You can find it at Target. I look there and I go to Target and I go to that Target and then I go to Jerry's and then I go to Kowalski's and then I go to that Cub on the other side. It's like it's being discontinued.
Is it, oh really?
That's what I feel like, and I'm very, very mad. something, they discontinue it.
Of course.
This is something, it's a phenomenon that happens with MC and I. If we like it, they get rid of it.
Yep. Oh man.
Dawn, are you sure? Are you sure they're getting rid of it?
I don't know. But I can't find it. And now I see all these other milks.
It's probably popular.
Like, packed with protein, like 20 grams of protein per serving. Well, sure, if it's going to be 140 calories, but I don't want to spend that much. It's not a meal. It's a supplement to whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to put it in oatmeal, you know, and make my oatmeal with it. Or maybe to have a half a serving. I mean, there's just 14 and a half calories right there.
Yeah, that's or something.
I can even splurge and have a whole cup of this stuff because it's 25 calories.
Oh, man. Do you think it's just so popular? Is that the problem?
Maybe.
Probably run out of cashews?
I don't know, but okay. I've noticed a lot of other alternative milks.
Yeah,
next
Oatly.
To it, I'm like, have you pushed out my Silk Creamy Cashew Unsweet Vanilla?
They probably are focusing on the almonds.
Creamy cashew. What is it? Creamy cashew.
Silk Creamy Cashew. And it's unsweet. The brand is Silk. It's a brown thing, and it has a pink little label that says 25 calories on the front. And the other ones don't say anything because they don't want to tell you.
No, love. Mm-hmm. No, you told me not to do this. Oh. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Unsweetened. Ooh, they even have an extra creamy variety.
Let's see here. Oh, it's in Cottage Grove.
Okay.
They have one in stock.
One container. One in stock.
That's jacked up inventory, right? You know that isn't there.
Because you
gotta go and look high and low.
Lex,
it's gonna be gone.
Lex, don't get her mad or matter.
It's been discontinued. Lex. Cottage Grove has the last container.
That's in the damage section.
Yeah.
Lex.
It's filling out
Lex.
The corner.
X-nay on the Ilksay.
That's in the dented section.
She doesn't care.
Do you know how many different milks we have in the fridge? Because MC's kids are gluten-free, so they can't have regular milk. He can't have lactose. So it's just like there are six different types of milk. There are four different types of milks.
Okay, now I'm looking here. Do I do this, Lex?
Oh, co-ops? Where are you now?
I'm looking, Dawn and Lex.
I'm not going to a co-op.
No, wait a minute.
That hurts my heart. Ouch.
Beggars can't be choosers.
We don't have a co-op in Woodbury. That's why I don't want to drive to Mississippi Mudflap Co-op, wherever.
There's so many close to the station here on your way home.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to go outside of my route.
Now we're getting the full story.
But there are so many grocery stores in Woodbury. I should be able to get this.
Look,
have you written the manager yet?
No,
I'm not going to gonna be.
Karened this up?
Yeah. No, that's why I'm talking to you guys. I don't do that. I just Karen it up on this radio station. What has happened?
Dawn. I'm looking right now. I don't know when I'm going to see you next, but I'm telling you, it's telling me it's available at the Cub Foods right by Fox 9.
Oh, sure. So I have to go to Edina or wherever you
Look,
are.
Look, lady, I'm trying.
God. Listen, yeah, I'm Don, gonna... if it was that special, you'd go there.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Lex.
You would go the distance.
Look,
for your
lady.
Special little cashew squeezing milk. Okay.
I'm not going to spend $26 on gas. Cashew milk.
Oh,
well,
God.
Then try another brand.
Okay. What is going
There's
on?
A
you
bunch
guys
of other oat milks
you
available.
Guys, no, not for this calorie amount. And you guys asked me to talk about it, and now you're going to chastise me?
Yep, that's right. Yep. Because there are a lot of asterisks, Dawn. There are a lot of asterisks to this.
I just want to fight it in Woodbury. Is that
no.
so wrong?
Well, no, you went from trying to find it in Woodbury, then we asked you, you said it was discontinued. It's not discontinued.
Okay.
It's just not available in the Woodbury.
Well, maybe it's discontinued in Woodbury. Okay? I even went to Aldi.
Oh,
Aldi's
no.
not going to have it.
You're surprising God. The stuff that they have at Aldi.
Hey, anybody out there listening, can you guys go to a Cub and get some and drop it off at Hubbard, please?
No.
I'm kidding.
But Jason, you know he'll do it.
I know,
why.
Seriously.
Please don't.
And then we're going to have a Don Don't Care About That.
Oh. And then Alice at the front desk will be so mad at me.
Oh, she'll
like
be
to
so
make
mad.
Mad.
Yeah,
don't
no.
make Alice mad. Do not bring it. I was just kidding for the love of all that's good and holy. But it is available in Eden Prairie. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology. And it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Dawn. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
I know a place.
Where life is good.
A brand new place.
In your neighborhood.
Come to my place.
When dreams come true.
The new Solon Kmart will celebrate its grand opening starting Thursday.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything.
I'm thirsty, Mama. I want some milk. And you know where milk comes from? Breasts.
That's right. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Breasts.
Oh.
I hate milk. It comes from cow wings.
That's right.
Wings.
Yeah. Now.
Not exactly.
You've got mail.
We are getting a lot of email, tweets, and texts about Dawn's Milkgate. Phil Jones writes in that he did a comprehensive search for you, Dawn, and it's telling him that your 25-calorie milk is available in stock at the Woodbury Commerce Drive Target.
Here's the problem. They stock five of them. Alexis and I had a talk about this in the commercial. They probably stock five, and the old ladies go at the beginning of the day with the crack of dawn, and they get the five, and then by the time I'm off work, at noon, they're all gone, guys. They could be available right
now. Now you're blaming the elderly.
I love the elderly, and you know that.
But they get in there and get that
milk. They get in there.
They're fast.
Those Woodbury ladies who don't work.
Hold on a minute. Fine, Dawn. I'll take care of this.
Attention, old people in Woodbury. Please do not get the silk creamy cashew 25 calorie oat milk. Please leave some for Dawn.
Cashew, not oat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Old people, please do not get the creamy cashew silk unsweetened 25 calorie milk. Please leave a few for Dawn. Thank you.
Yeah. And at the little Target, if people could not take all of the egg white in a carton, please. Okay. We don't want full eggs. We want egg white.
Okay.
You've got mail.
Lee writes to the three of us on Twitter. This is what I love. She goes, girl. I love our listeners. Girl, your milk is on Amazon. It says it can be delivered to you within 2 hours.
Amazon. Like, I want my milk to be in a truck. Gross.
No, it's refrigerated.
In a store.
But is it a refrigerated Amazon truck?
I don't know, girl. It's cashews. It's not real. It's not booby milk. Mm-mm. It doesn't go bad.
Please, I don't want it unrefrigerated and then drive into my house.
I don't think cashew milk needs to be.
No, it doesn't.
Refrigerated.
How the hell?
It's like almonds.
Then why is it on the shelf then?
Isn't it?
No, it's in the refrigerated section with the rest of the milk.
I'm sure that they would take care.
Yes.
Amazon is not going to be like, screw that, needs to be refrigerated. We're going to put it in a hot van.
Flex, here's some warm-ass milk.
Here's a deep tease for tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. I will not be here. I will have to take off a day to go get,
your milk
early.
You've got mail.
Panda writes to us.
Man.
Panda also did a comprehensive search. Dawn, your milk is at Cottage Grove Target and Lund's and Byerly's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, well, I can tell. I go to Lund's, too, and it's not there afternoon.
I love this so much.
You guys don't understand.
I have to
take a...
Can you order it directly from Silk?
Well, listen to this.
You've got mail.
Panda has a follow-up. Panda says, girl...
Go to the back of an alley behind AutoZone and get your cashew milk.
This ain't Alexis's burrito place.
Yeah, well, Panda, like it.
Panda goes, Dawn, buy the cashew milk ahead of time through the Target app. That way it secures it for you and you can pick it up later.
Great. Let me talk to you about the Target app. Okay? They change the prices for you if you're a member of the Target app.
Yeah, you get a discount.
No. They've done a lot of research on that, and they actually will up the price on you if you're in the parking lot.
Girl, I will give you $5. I'll give you $5. I just want you to have your milk.
Guys, why can't I have the ease of getting milk like everyone else? This is why I don't want to order it on Amazon. I want it to be in the store. I mean, there are a lot of ways you can get things, you know?
Oh God, this is.
I can take a plane to Oklahoma and get it.
But girl, you don't have to go to Oklahoma. It's at Eden Prairie.
I shouldn't have to go to 8 stores and none of it is in stock. Would you want to go to 8 stores to find your milk?
No, but I would just get it from Amazon because I'm lazy. I just want it brought to me.
Amazon
I wouldn't.
Milk. Just say that. Just say the words Amazon milk.
They have coolers. They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
What if I'm not there to get it?
Welcome to On Hell's World. There's so many things that he can't get in the grocery store.
Right. So
that's why I go to co-ops.
Back me up here.
Yeah, no, I got it. But, you know, he still takes a trip.
I am in heaven. This is for poor Dawn.
It's been,
all she wants is some...
How long are we going to do this? Look at all these things that are happening.
Have you met us? 40 minutes is nothing. Thank you, Lex. I could do this all day. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of cashew milk and speaking of Starbucks,
yes.
Dawn, tell folks what Jay... I saw this right before I went to bed last night, and Panda is livid. Tell folks what James Cromwell, Babe's dad, did yesterday.
Well, who knew that James Cromwell was still alive? He's the one that was the old man in Babe in like the year 2000. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in 1995.
Wow.
For Babe.
He's in Succession.
Oh,
I think
my
I'm the
gosh.
One that watches it here on the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe they aged him for Babe. But he is all about animal rights, and he was protesting in New York at a Starbucks as a part of PETA, his action against the chain, upcharging for non-dairy milk substitutes. Favored by vegans. He didn't like that upcharge, so he glued himself to the front counter in the store while other activists held signs protesting the policy. Starbucks, end the vegan upcharge. PETA. Non-dairy products all over the world. France, they give things away. There's no charge for it. Here, there's an exorbitant charge, he says.
That is true.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
of
how do you feel about it, Lex? Being married to a vegan?
There's always an upcharge for it. I know the process. Well, process wise, they're making that easier and easier, and you're able to find a lot more alternative milks and meats and stuff now than ever before, which is really good. And hopefully, that will bring the price down. But there is my husband pays a lot more for.
And he has to drive his to
right, and he's co-op. He's driving to co-ops. He's driving all over the place. We're members of all of it.
Don, you brought us back. We moved on. Don, you brought us back.
It's a circle, it's a circle.
It's a circle, Lex. It's
so
a circle.
Why are people mad? I guess there's a couple ways to look at this, right? That he's using his star power for something that he believes in, or do we just not want to hear from stars and their opinions? Just stick to acting.
I don't buy that. They're humans and they're citizens just like we are, just because of their occupation. I don't like that. I never like saying that. However, I must be honest. I am a hypocrite because I don't think there should be an upcharge. I really don't, especially now as Alexis, as you pointed out, look back, 10 years ago when the, availability of vegan products and the, making of vegan products was a newer thing and companies didn't have processes to do it. Mm-hmm. And it was more expensive, more labor intensive. Now, come on, we're getting to the point where it's just everywhere and a bigger slice of the population is consuming it.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be more expensive. So maybe bring down those fees. However, I'm going to tell you, if I'm a consumer and I'm in line and somebody has glued themselves to the counter, I would be more irritated at the gluing of the I'm just being very honest.
Yeah.
I would be very irritated at the inconvenience. And I think of that as the customer and as the employee. Thus, Panda, who works at Starbucks, she would be like, really? Really? Must you glue yourself to the counter?
I don't want somebody in my way or the people that are trying to get their drink in New York City. Please,
by the way, it's New York, too. Yes. Yeah.
So stand outside and annoy people. But,
Yeah. It's a double-edged. Look, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. And there is that. I'm not. PETA goes too far for me. Lord knows I love animals. And I believe in a lot of their causes. But they just go overboard for me. And it turns me off.
Well,
that's
most
another
people feel that way. That's why they're a joke, kind of.
I just remember where else we saw James Cromwell. He's in Julia. He plays her father.
Oh, her father.
That's
yes.
Where I was like, where else have I seen him recently? Okay, yeah, well, sorry about that.
No, thank you for, so, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Did he get arrested? What was the...
Leave? No, the cops came. He unglued himself and they left. And then he gave a statement of why he did it in the first place. And it's, again, theater. It's, for a good cause, I shouldn't say theater. That's not fair. He believes in it. He's been an ally of PETA for a long time. I'm just saying the fact that he just quickly unglued himself and left is a little theatrical to me, a little performative. So
I have an alert from the National Weather Service. It's a severe thunderstorm warning for Rice, Minnesota and Scott, Minnesota, beginning right now and ending at 7:26 a.m.
Perfect. Oof. Not perfect, but keep an eye on the sky, my friends. It's that season.
I look outside. I'm like, here we go again. So
yeah, it looks like spoiled cashew milk out there. Oh. We're going to take a break. when we come back, Brittany's posting some nudes. We'll talk about that when we return. Cinema Wars are really hot this month. Get tickets to see comedian Liza Schlesinger at Mystic Showroom, plus gift cards to Zero Gravity. Or listen to this, a set of Apple AirPods.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sign up for listener rewards. That's the win. We can't, Lex. We can't win. No, sorry.
You win, and we'll celebrate you.
That's right. Sign up, mytalk1071.com, or on our app. Hey, coming up, this is what we call a deep tease. And we have an open now for it. And if you've heard our show the last couple days, Dawn was poking the bear. Letting us know that the Donna and Steve experience, Rocco makes new stuff for them basically every day. And the last little production item we got was our Snowmageddon Open in 2009. So we said, but you know what? I learned this. There's my education coming out.
I learned it
mm-hmm. from a friend of mine who said, you know, go ahead and complain, but then come up with an action plan. So we just didn't complain about the fact that the company doesn't care about us.
oh my God.
We came up with an action plan. We're like, screw you. We don't need you. Go ahead and make all the things for Donna and Steve. We're going to make our own very hillbilly opens. We're just going to sing everything.
And right, then we did yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, and Alexis did yesterday. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is our brand new homemade, our brand new homemade open for Deep Teasing.
March to Helm's Deep!
Next.
I got skills like a dragon.
Well, that makes you kind of a tease, doesn't it?
We therefore commit their bodies to the deep.
Deep down.
There you
look
go.
Look at that!
Wait, was that what we recorded yesterday?
Yeah, I pitched it up a little bit because, girl, it didn't even fit within the music.
Yeah, I was going to say, we made it sound much better.
So there we go. There's our deep tease.
Wow, that's awesome. Good job, Don.
Yeah, look at that, Don.
That's amazing.
I'm going to go buy myself some cashew milk.
Yeah.
That's right, to celebrate.
Myself in Eden Prairie.
If you could find it.
Yeah. Our deep tease is this. Don has a old-ass movie review coming up in our 7 o'clock hour.
So that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Lex, I follow Britney. Mm-hmm. I look at Britney's stuff sometimes, and I have noticed there's an ample amount of nudity lately. What's going on with Britney?
What would you say? At least half of her posts are
half,
nudes?
Flex, half.
Yeah. And some are just completely, you know, she's little hearts and stuff, and she's holding her nips, but wow, yeah, she's just putting it all out there, and the Britney army is ready for war. The comments, it does, when you look at her comments, there's a lot of, she needs a conservatorship, again, she needs help, what is wrong with Britney, why is she doing this? And some of the questions are valid, but they're kind of really mean about it. And a lot of the Britney fans are saying, wait a second, and they're comparing her to Kim Kardashian, and put side-by-sides of the posts that she puts up of nude, sexy pictures. And says, everybody loves her. Everybody applauses Kim. Why are they saying when Britney does the same exact thing, that she needs help or she needs a conservatorship, why is this happening in 2022?
Aha, both sides of the story here.
Yeah, touche.
It's so true.
Touche, Britney fans. Nobody bats an eye. They actually gain followers when Kim or any of that crew post provocative photos.
Yep.
They actually become bigger stars. But when Britney does it, we think that she's Nutter Butters. That's interesting. I never thought about it through that lens.
I think maybe it's because we think of her as a child star and then getting out of the conservatorship, that there must be something else, like mentally going on with her. Maybe this is just her sharing. This is what she's always wanted to. Maybe this is what we would have always gotten from Britney.
Also, we do have to take in consideration, and I'm going to say this, I'm really not trying to be snarky and set up for a bit. We also have to look at the totality of Britney's social media output and what she's putting out there. And what I mean by that is we're not just looking at just the photos of her covering her breasts or, you know, let's just call them sexy photos.
Yeah.
They don't just exist in a vacuum. We also have to, I think the reason we're looking at them through a different lens compared to the Kardashians is Britney also posts some videos that make you think that possibly things aren't going well. And what I mean, and I'm trying to use, I'm not trying to make fun of her.
No, we talked about
but
this.
Let me just be blunt. She posts some wacky stuff. You know what I mean? She posts, I'm twisting myself into a pretzel instead of just trying to say it. And y'all know my intention. I'm not making fun of someone while they're down.
Yeah.
Brittany posts videos that are just odd. Mm-hmm. And she speaks sometimes like a child for whatever reason. And it could be just issues. But I point these out because we're not just looking at the sexy photos. We're looking at the sexy photos. And in the back of our mind, we're also thinking about her other social media posts where she says like non sequiturs and she talks about odd things and she speaks in a very childlike rhythm. And so you think of those and then you think of these sexy photos and combined, Lex. Mm-hmm. I think that's am I right, Lex? Am I far? I don't know.
You're absolutely onto something. I would also say that the pictures that she posts of the nudes, they're just real and raw. I mean, she's just, it's like Sam took her fiance they're not married yet, right? Yeah.
No.
Just getting ready for the wedding.
We don't know what it is.
That's right. Okay, so he's taking these photos and she's just posting them. You think of the Kardashians and it's almost part of the business plan, right? Because she has shapewear that she's selling. You know those photos are photoshopped or extra filtery. I mean, we really should be maybe celebrating Britney because she's just putting like, here you go, here's my body.
Yeah.
Versus here's a whole other thing. And also, we have to remember, too, how did Kim come into our consciousness?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The sex tape. So yeah. Maybe that's... So I don't know if it's really a apples-to-apples kind of comparison here.
Yeah.
You know what disturbs me the most, which this is weird, but she does a lot of different outfits, and she does the same sway of her hips each time in each outfit, and I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, cute top. Like, don't we... I don't know. I feel like there should be more there than just posing in clothes. I think we want more from her. That's a little bit more mature. It seems like something a 14-year-old would do.
B-I-N-G-O.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, that
it's just
whole
that whole repetitive, like, hip,
child,
hip. Like, do something else. Mm-hmm. Walk around like a model if you want to model clothes, but don't just do, like, this is my first photo shoot with Benetton. In 1990.
Oh, girl, pull out Benetton.
Spree.
The Spree.
Remember
the Spree?
But you know what I'm saying? It's like weird to me. That's what's weird to me.
Yep.
Yeah, Kim seemed it's more planned or more...
Adult and immature.
Yeah.
Britney seems like kid, like spinning around, like, you know, in the playground. It's just very... So then you juxtapose that with her more provocative photos and it just doesn't click. It's just, I think that's why you're uncomfortable looking at the nudes compared, not the nudes, but the almost nudes compared to Kim's.
Yes.
When we come back, a pop culture fun fact that'll make us all feel old. Great. Next.